Coming up on today's draft prospect review are linebackers. Hi, I'm Lori Bransky, and you're listening to the official podcast of the New England Patriots. This is the second draft prospect review today, March 4th. You can listen to Brian Lowe, Andy Hart, Tom Casale, and Paul Perillo give a rundown on the prospect linebackers.
Okay, thanks, Lori. We are back. Patriots draft prospect review podcast. Last time we brought you running backs, and we are back on this Tuesday with linebackers. I'm Brian Lowe along with Andy Hart, Tom Casale, and Paul Perillo. So let's jump right in with these linebackers. And when we're talking about first round caliber linebackers, the first place we go to is Ohio State, where A.J. Hawk is projected to be possibly even a top five pick. Bobby Carpenter, maybe a little bit later in the first round. So let's jump right in with those two. And Tom, I guess we'll start with you. What are your thoughts on A.J. Hawk and Bobby Carpenter?
I think they're both phenomenal football players. I would say Hawk is a little bit better overall as a linebacker, like fighting off blocks and on the inside and things like that. But as far as Carpenter goes, I think the fastest linebacker in the draft from 10 to 20 yards, chasing down the quarterback, chasing down the ball carrier, phenomenal speed in that range. Hawk can just do a little bit more with coverage and things like that. That's why I think he's going five in the top five, like you said. But from where they're drafted, like Carpenter will be in the 20s, probably Hawk in the top five. I think that's too big of a gap for the talent. That they're very similar talent-wise.
Tom's going to get mad at me here, but in watching some of A.J. Hawk's film, I think there's a chance he's not quite the dynamic playmaker that everybody thinks he's supposed to be. Romeo Crennel at the Combine told us there's one guy that can make an instant impact, and his initials are A.J. I have some questions. I thought Bobby Carpenter's tape was just as impressive, and I think actually for a Patriots perspective, from a New England fan, he's the perfect fit for this system. He's bigger. He can play with his hand down on the edge, can play on 2 feet, can play inside, outside, even made some plays in coverage, a pick down field that we saw. So I think his versatility, obviously the comparison's going to be to Mike Vrabel, Ohio State, all that. I think they're pretty accurate. I think he can do just about everything Vrabel can.
But you admit, though, that watching the two, Carpenter has a lot of just straight to the quarterback rushes, where yes. Hawk is asked to do more things in the defense.
Right, but in the few times I saw Carpenter do some things,
he did pretty much everything
they asked him to do.
I don't think there's that big of a difference in the talent. I would rate Hawk a little bit higher, just because, okay, I said I think he can take on blocks a little bit better, but Carpenter's right there with him.
Any concern for either one of you guys on Carpenter with the ankle injury that knocked him out of the bowl game last year? Broken ankle, I think, against Michigan, if I'm not mistaken, late in the season. Any concern that maybe a speed guy, Tom, you mentioned how quick he was to the ball. Any concern that maybe an injury like that affects that in any way?
I don't think so. I mean, being that it's just a broken ankle, and that's something you can get over. Obviously, this is something the scouts will look at. But as you said, if there is any concern, it is with his speed, because his game is predicated on speed. He's very fast at chasing down ball carriers and quarterbacks. So I'm sure that's something that all the scouts will be looking at very closely.
Now, before we get to some of the other first-round quarterbacks, Andy, you mentioned that Carpenter you think would be a good Patriots fit. Tom, you said he's probably going to go around the 20 range. The Patriots under Belichick have never taken a first-day linebacker, let alone a first-round picket linebacker. They've taken precious few linebackers at all. Do you see them going after a linebacker at 21? Do you think that's a position? Certainly, you could say it's a position of need. Do you think they go for a linebacker at 21?
Yeah, I do.
I think if Bobby Carpenter's there's a good chance they take him, because I think he's ready to come in and play and contribute.
Yeah, and I think it's been less about the linebacker position itself as it has been about the overall core of linebackers, the specific linebackers that have been available in recent drafts. And Belichick talked about it, I think, with the Boston Herald's Mike Felger last year around this time, leading up to the draft. Just the style of player in college now is kind of changing the last couple of years. Smaller, more athletic, faster guys that run to the ball the way Tom talked about, but not necessarily guys that are really good fits in the pro game and in the Patriot system, specifically with the 3-4, and you want a 240, 250-pound guy that can stand in and take on centers and guards. And I think Belichick has been kind of leery of some of these smaller guys being able to hold up and do that. Now, that said, Andy and I both know specifically of one smaller guy in recent years the Patriots were in love with, and that's Jonathan Vilma from the Jets. And the Patriots were very interested in getting him, and unfortunately missed out on that. So you can't just, that's the thing about the Patriots, you can't just take any one point and say they will or won't do it.
But if you look, it's interesting. He talks about the smaller kind of guys that Belichick was speaking of. There are a lot of those guys in this draft, too. And Tom and I are watching tape today. I think that's what helps make a Bobby Carpenter stand out, because you see him with his hand down on the ground, then the next play you see him 15 yards downfield dropping back in pass coverage, whereas there's a lot of guys, Ernie Sims and Thomas Howard and these different guys that are almost safety linebacker tweeners rather than defensive end linebacker tweeners.
And that brings us, the defensive end linebacker tweeners, to another possible first-round guy, another possible Patriots guy, Manny Lawson from NC State, a defensive end. Is his future more at linebacker, or do you think he's a good fit here in New England?
Yeah, I think he is. I'm not as impressed with him as other people. He's a tall, skinny guy. I think he can add some weight. He can be a pass rusher. He's made a lot of plays in college, but you have to wonder how much is that with the defense he was in, because Mario Williams is a top five draft pick. John McCargo, the defensive tackle who lined up next to him, was a second round draft pick, you know, possibly. So you have to wonder how much of that he took advantage of in college. But as far as a pass rusher goes, that's one thing he can do, is rush the passer.
Ernie Sims' name was mentioned, and he's another guy, possible first-rounder. Any thoughts on Ernie Sims?
I didn't love him. He's an athlete. He's a playmaker. He's one of those guys that's the question, can you take him and fit him into your defense somewhere, or is it just, you know, a great college athlete who doesn't necessarily translate to the pros? Because he's downfield, he's making plays, flying around, but he's, what, 5'11", yeah, 231, just a little.
It's funny, it's another one of these, you know, and Andy mentioned it, the safety linebacker type. You know, Thomas Davis was like that, you know, coming out of Georgia last year. Now he's with Carolina. He's playing safety now. Didn't have a really smooth transition there, but he played some linebacker in college. You know, and everybody automatically assumed, it's almost like those offensive tackles that they say, yeah, he played 4 years of tackle, but he'll be a guard in the pros. Thomas Davis, I mean, it was like automatic. He was going to be a safety. So I don't know. Maybe this Ernie Sims, you know, maybe he turns out to be a guy like that down the road. We've seen a lot of versatility between safety and linebacker. You wouldn't think that would be a normal switch, but, you know, Brian Urlacher played safety in college. He's now, you know, one of the premier middle linebackers in football. So maybe Ernie Sims has the body type that he can add some weight, or maybe bulk up a little bit. I don't know. But,
well, I did love Ernie Sims, but it's more of a Tampa Bay, Indianapolis Colts, and now what the Vikings are running, that kind of defense,
the Tampa
where you get the small, quick linebackers. I think he's going to be a good player, just not in New England.
Okay, a couple more in the first round. Chad Greenway out of Iowa, D'Amico Ryans out of Alabama. Iowa, we always know the connection that Belichick has there, and D'Amico Ryans at Alabama. Are those two guys, do you agree with the perception that there are other first-rounders?
No,
Chad Greenway.
Yeah, we have two very...
And we're all in agreement on this. I like Ryans, too, and I haven't seen the tape that Andy and Tom have, but I really like Ryans just from game stuff. Alabama was... obviously had a very successful season last year. They were on TV a lot, and he made a lot of plays for a very, very good defense,
yeah,
too.
And Greenway made a lot of plays in college. You can't take that from him. Very productive, but just don't love any aspect of his game to the point where you say he's a first-round pick. And, you know, I heard one Patriots Hall of Famer who may or may not have gone to Iowa and played a little linebacker himself, Andre Tippett.
We just look at the okay.
Kind of compared Greenway to a Matt Chatham. And there's no... you know, down, I mean, that's fine. If you're a Matt Chatham, have a 6-year pro career,
just
play a little special teams,
right.
But I'm not taking you with the 20-something pick in the draft. So,
Fair enough. Okay, well, we've touched on a lot of the first-rounders, but like we mentioned earlier, Patriots kind of go after some linebackers later on in the draft. And are there some sleepers that you think the Patriots might be targeting when we get to Sunday or late on Saturday at linebacker?
Well, the problem is that there's no first-round middle linebackers. A lot of those guys are going to go in the second to fourth-round area. And I know there's a guy me and Andy really like out of Georgia Tech, Jairus Wilkinson, who's all over the place in college. He's like 235. He could put on a little bit more weight. But he's a playmaker. He makes plays behind the line of scrimmage. And he's somebody on that third, fourth-round area that the Patriots could pick up. And he could be a surprise of the draft.
And I know we talked about the Ohio State guys, but there's another one at Ohio State, Andy. I know you have a fondness for
Anthony
Schlegel.
Later round, I don't know, fifth, sixth, seventh, somewhere back there. But he understands what he is. He's a middle linebacker, which means he's going to kind of make plays guard to guard, maybe a little further. I was actually surprised in watching the tape, and he was more athletic, quicker, you know, making some plays, rushing the passer, making some plays on, you know, toss sweeps and some of those outside things. So, you know, I think he's a pretty interesting, intriguing, because he's been productive. Now you say, is he productive because he's between Bobby Carpenter and A.J. Hawk, or is he a pretty good football player who got overlooked because he's between, A.J. Hawk and Bobby Carpenter.
You guys have talked a lot about linebackers here. We've rattled off 8 or 10 names. Haven't heard Abdul Hodge much. What did you guys think of him when you watched him on tape?
Kind of lukewarm.
Yeah, I heard Mike Mayock use this term, underwhelming on film. Nothing you love, nothing you hate. It's not like you say the guy can't play. And I would say I actually liked him a little better on film than I like Chad Greenway, because I had higher hopes for Chad Greenway. Abdul Hodge, not really the size, 6 foot, 230. Is he a Patriots inside linebacker? I'm not sure. So I'm not sure if he'd fit great here. Another guy, DeQuell Jackson, is another highly rated inside guy. Didn't love. Has some experience in the 3-4 at Maryland, but just didn't do anything for me to say, wow, he's a playmaker.
Either.
Yeah, none of them, the bigger guys are kind of later in the draft, and some of the guys... Oliver Hoyt is a guy Tom and I both fell in love with, again, from NC State.
That's the steal
which
of the draft, right?
Leads
there.
Us to question, why was NC State not better? Because they have about 20 guys.
They did have a great defense, though.
But, I mean, the guys they have on talent, they should have been the best defense that ever played the game. I mean, you got the number 2 overall pick in Mario Williams, potentially. You got the other side. Then you got a couple inside linebackers, defensive linemen. Maybe they should have been better, but we watched him, and he was just...
He's lights out when he hits you.
And not those cheap side lights out shots.
Right.
I mean, a guy had a chance to score and ended up fumbling because he just popped him.
At the goal line there.
And he's getting really into the draft. He's starting to knock the microphone over.
It's too bad we're not a video podcast.
That was my John Madden. I popped him.
He's gotten me all excited over Oliver Hoyt. That's my scouts keep telling me, Oliver Hoyt.
So, I fell in love with a guy by the name of Robert McCune last year from Louisville. He was on the Redskins practice squad, maybe.
No, I think he made the team, but he was like a special teamer, wasn't he?
Yeah, so
he was a machine.
Things
though,
don't I always work out as you project.
Robert McCune had the biggest biceps
ever. An absolute physical specimen.
Well, there's one other guy I know we missed. Cameron Wimbley out of Florida State, another defensive end, projects maybe more as a 3-4 outside linebacker.
I don't love him as much as other people. I think he's more of a traditional tweener where he's purely pass rushing. I don't see him being able to drop back in coverage at all. I know a lot of mock drafts have him coming here. I don't see him as a Patriots player.
And one of the things Tom and I have talked a lot about, as you're trying to project a guy, can he play for the Patriots or what can he do? It's hard, and I know they do it all the time and they have success, guys moving from end to linebacker. But in my mind, when you're looking for a first round pick, you'd like to find a guy that you've seen do everything you're going to ask him to do. And that's why I personally fall in love with a guy like Bobby Carpenter. When you say, well, can he rush the passer? Yes. Can he cover? Yes. Can he play the run? Yes. Okay, that's a first-round pick. Now, we project this guy to do X, Y, and Z. You better be pretty good in your projection or you're wasting a pick.
That's right. That's well said. Well said, Andy.
Thanks.
And, now the microphone's not in your mouth and you haven't punched it out. That was a good job. Well, that's going to wrap up our discussion on linebackers. Certainly a lot of energy.
Just getting going.
You were just getting going, but hang on for 2 more days, because on Thursday we're going to be back with wide receivers. That's right, Thursday. Podcasts are coming twice a week now. We'll be bringing you a different position each time. So we've covered running backs. We've covered linebackers. Be sure to check us out again on Thursday, the Draft Prospect Review. We'll be coming back with wide receivers. For Andy Hart, Tom Casale, and Paul Perillo, I'm Brian Lowe. Back to Laura.
Thanks, guys. Don't forget, our draft section is now featuring press conferences from the 2006 NFL Combine. You can see what the top prospects had to say during their combine interviews at patriots.com/draft/2006. Thanks for listening.